Welcome to the group chat chronicles. I'm your host Dev. With me this episode I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And today we have a guest entering the chat. We have Dez. What's up, Dez?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and viewers for supporting. And before we go over any topics, we always talk about what we have been tuned into this since the last episode, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
I ain't gonna lie, I still been tuned into the whole bunch of my, you know, my hometown music. So still that Tech, Roddy Rats, Skola. Mm-hmm. So a whole lot of that. Oh yeah, and I'm ready for that Wakanda Forever. I ain't gonna lie, kind of ready for that movie.
All right. What about you, Dez?
Music wise,
I mean, it don't matter.
Well, that crazy thing is, ironically, I just like finessed two times. That's like just like the last 3 days. I just got put on to that nigga. Like, real shit, I watched this shit on, what's that, Million Hour for Game?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And just, and I love when I hear a nigga good story. I like the nigga, the way he talk. Like, all right, you ain't no dumb nigga.
Right.
And yeah. Now, just, I start listening to his music. All right, you go hard. What's up with these Memphis niggas? Like, this right, Memphis is the hardest, the most lyrical spot downtown, down south. I think that nigga be a topic.
Shit.
I think out of all the down south states, Memphis has got the most lyrical niggas.
Shit.
And only Chopper. Fucking like niggas who can actually rap. You rap, so you know how we look at them down south niggas.
Facts.
Like, they make good music.
Right.
But are they, most of them ain't lyrical.
You know like what?
Standouts. But Memphis?
I ain't never think about it like that.
I ain't.
So yeah, that's
I've been
going hard with him lately. And this whole take all situation, you know, I'll be on my journalist shit, just breaking that shit the whole fucking the whole way down.
Yeah, definitely recipes take off.
That was wild.
That's just crazy.
So I still got that Division on repeat. Like I've been listening to that like every day. I don't know why. That
shit, really?
I fuck with it heavy. I don't know why.
Okay.
And, that Drake and 21 collab tape. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm not a real big fan of collab tapes, but like 21 might be that guy for a collab tape.
I was about to say, cause I think we talked about this a couple episodes back, and you was like, nah, like if they was to drop a mix or album, whatever you want to call it, you wouldn't be really with it. So like now that you've heard it, how do you feel now?
I mean, nah, I still feel the same because like I liked the tape he did with Offset, with that Warning. I fuck with that heavy, so that's why I said like 21 might be that guy for collab tapes with me.
Okay.
But my only issue with it was like 21 only had like one song alone, and Drake had like three or four or something like that. That's my
issue. Definitely felt more like a Drake album. I ain't even gonna lie, but he just do 21 in there.
I ain't even listen to it.
Can I be honest though? It wasn't nothing on there that's like too desirable. Like they had captions on there though. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
That's what I've been hearing.
It's some caption rap.
I've been hearing a bunch of disses. I've been off with my fiends.
What's the diss though? I only heard the one with Kanye.
I mean they're saying he dissed Meg.
I seen
talking
that.
About.
But Yachty said that's not the case though.
I mean, I don't think
he wrote the song.
I mean,
like, part of the, you know.
I mean, I don't think it was the case. I just think it was a play on words, and Drake knows how to. Something she thinks she is she's a stallion, but she lying about getting shots or something like that.
Yeah. I heard the shit Shorty from the Bronx was Ice Spice.
Yeah.
I seen that line. Said that she look good, but if she trash, it sound better on mute.
Some
and everybody said
that's about Ice Spice?
Yeah, they said that was about Ice Spice. You know they she flew her out. We're out to a party.
Yo, who saying that shit?
I told you that happened.
Yeah, he flew out to a party and then he unfollowed her after she left.
I don't remember. Hey, yo. Man, I gotta look into that. Cause I swear.
He
gave her first shout out. Then she was at a party, and then he unfollowed her when she left.
Yeah, he did some real certified lover boy.
She a real Bronx Jones. She a real New York thorough. Like you see, she did it with L.E. Chopper.
Nah,
he came out with a song called Ice Spice. Like. Call Ice Spice and he like put the captions like her with his name tattoo and everything, and then she like fucking retweeted like, nigga, you being thirsty. Calm down. Like she vicious. She done turned down Drake and LE. She she New York to the death.
Damn.
Shout out to Ice Spice.
Hey, but nah, all right, so moving on. So as y'all know, Takeoff from the Migos has tragically passed away this past week.
Yeah.
So rest in peace to Takeoff for one.
Definitely rest in peace. Condolences.
Do y'all think being a rapper is one of the most dangerous professions that somebody can have?
No.
Well, why you think that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because most, to be honest, because of YouTube and public and streaming and everything, everybody's fucking rappers now.
Right.
Just the same amount of niggas not. It's just now that half of them are getting put the rapper title on. Like, most of them might be big niggas, like, all right, Take Off, who else? Like, King Von and stuff like that. But a lot of the time when you hear these that rappers die, like, yo, I never even heard of this dude. He's only a rapper in his town.
Right.
Like, Leek, you rap. I used to rap. If I die, I ain't rapping in like 5 years, but if I die, they say rapper, like, they can put that on my name, like, rapper, your rapper dies.
Right.
But I ain't rapping 5 years. I ain't rapping bad long. Do you still go hard on music?
I just dropped, like, 2 songs out of my mind, and, Info Drop next week. No. Yo, Info Drop probably when it's going to drop. So, yeah, tune in it up.
Yeah. Well, he got a lot of other things going, but rapper dies in New York. That's for, like, that's boosting, like fluffing the stats a little bit. But besides that, yeah, sure. Any type of public figure is going to get you attention. The problem, I think, now is there's a lot more real niggas getting signed.
Yeah.
That's what I think the issue is. So I don't think it's really dangerous because a lot of these niggas are still good. Been rapping safe for 20 years.
Right.
Just doing dumb shit. Like, this shit, supposedly he got into it with the nigga you went there with.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, that's, and.
Yeah.
Give a bunch of dumb niggas money.
All right, what about you, Leek?
I mean, I feel like the attention can be dangerous, yes. You know, fame itself can be dangerous. What's it, I don't want to misspeak, but Princess Diana,
yeah,
like, she died from, like, trying to get away from the paparazzi and shit like that, right? From my knowledge. That's a conspiracy. But fame in itself, is definitely dangerous. I feel like a lot of times rappers just be in situations they definitely don't need to be in the first place, and then bad shit happens. Like, let's just be real. 3 a.m. anywhere.
It's devil hours.
Like, anything's bound to happen. You know what I mean? So, that's just kind of, like, my take on that. So, like, I will say, like, rappers, I feel like, kind of is being targeted in a lot of court shit right now.
Yeah.
I will say that. But, as far, but even with that, it's kind of like, if you listen to some of their records, they insinuate a lot of shit. You could call it entertainment all you want, but if you're a real nigga.
Yeah, that's in the wave. Saying real shit on rap. It's crazy. I ain't never in my life.
Exactly.
Like, real rap. You see, like, the Skinny Me situation? You know Skinny Me?
No.
I heard of it.
Okay.
He just got white plus 30.
Damn.
And they keep bringing back this old Air Ab interview. Air Ab was literally saying, listen, everything you hear in this dude's song is real. When he said he killed somebody, I know he did it. But, like, you literally was self-snitching. Air Ab. Luckily they didn't use his shit against him, but it had to be a little bit that got his attention because he was one of the biggest self snitches I've ever seen in my life. Real rap, I ain't never seen somebody so proud to tell everything they really did. Like, bro, you tell real, real stuff besides Vaughn. Like, Vaughn was next up. Y'all, it's not how you supposed to roll. I get it. I mean, I understand it, but the fact I knew that everybody knows so much about what Vaughn did even before he died. It's wild to me.
And the fact that it's coming up now is kind of crazy. Like, they stay coming out. I think they said, like, a couple of murders that we were investigating. He did it. We were coming out there.
I knew he did before he did. They even came out.
Exactly.
You can go watch a whole documentary on his body. On all 7 of them.
Facts. Yes.
That's
wild.
All off the internet.
I mean, I'm not going to say being a rapper in itself is dangerous, but I do think they do get into some dangerous situations for the most part. Like they were, like, Takeoff and Quavo were playing dice at a bowling alley in Houston.
Wasn't even playing.
Yeah, all allegedly, because technically we don't know nothing.
Yeah,
well, so all allegedly.
Well, they were at a bowling alley in Houston, so, like, I'm not going to say them being rappers caused what the fuck happened. That could have happened to anybody.
Right.
So I'm not going to say rap is dangerous. They just get put into dangerous situations for real.
Yeah.
Put yourself in a dangerous situation. There's no reason you should have been there. Like, well, I guess because you felt safe because you with the dude, one of the dudes who run the city, but supposedly you got into it with him. Alcohol, drugs, money, that's just a bad combination. It's a lot. Like, you just doing too much. That was a bad combination. But for him to catch a stray, that should be an awakening for everybody. Like,
yeah.
Even if you ain't putting yourself in these situations, don't even be that dude that, I'm going to go for no reason. Because I hate that. Like, feel me? Take off wasn't involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say he was literally the quietest one in the room. Yeah.
Just standing there. Strays, bullets got no name. I've seen this. Why put yourself in those situations? I'm going to do is go to the club. I leave 20 minutes before it's over.
Right.
20 minutes and I go either. If I'm with somebody, I'm going to the car rolling up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the car rolling. I'm not getting there. This trying to get out of here causes problems. Exactly. I done been in the car and literally whole shootout. Glad I was already in here.
Yeah.
So if we got to move cautious as regular men. Just regular men. Why do you think they can move more crazy than us?
Yeah.
That is just mind blowing. Like you got $100,000 on your neck. Then you with your homies. Y'all like supposedly your homie accidentally shot you. They can't shoot. They don't got no practice, man. If I was a rapper, I'm rolling with cops.
Facts.
Like you ain't no snitch to pay them to be your bodyguard. If anything, you feel good.
Yeah, these guys make it like $50,000 to $100,000 a day.
Yeah.
I'm definitely rolling around with law enforcement, like Navy or something, like military.
If you feel like a snitch, just be like, hey, you got this white man working for you. I don't know, like, but these dudes be rolling around with their homies and stuff, and their homies be putting them in a lot of situations more than them.
That happens too.
Yeah. So again, rest in peace to Take Off.
Definitely rest in peace. Yeah, condolences. Yeah.
So moving on. So Kyrie Irving. Posted a screenshot of a movie on Amazon. What was it called? Like Hebrews the Blast or something like that.
It was some shit like that. Yeah.
So he got suspended for at least 5 games, and for him to come back, he has to apologize and condemn the movie. He has to donate $500,000 to anti-hate causes. He has to take sensitivity and anti-Semitic training. Meet with the ADL and Jewish leaders, and meet with Joe Tsai, the Brooklyn Nets owner, to demonstrate understanding. So, how do y'all feel that all of this came all because he posted a screenshot of a movie?
They just showed you who writes shit, but hey, bruh. At the same time, like, hate speech period is just bullshit. It should be taken definitely serious. Maybe a little bit of a stretch, to be honest. Like, let's be real. Who even, like, cares about that much what Kyrie got to say? After, like, we know he kind of sensitive already.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, I mean, you know, but hey.
I wouldn't even say it's low-key a stretch. It's a stretch, like, shit. But, it's low-key. Anyway, I feel like that was my turn to talk.
Yeah, that was, I definitely would say in my conclusion, that's their way of saying who runs shit. So,
all right, so,
if y'all ain't catch it, but go ahead.
All right, so Des, how you feel about this?
Yo, the ironic part is when he sent me the topics, I had seen it the other day. Shockingly, just because I have a basketball jersey on, I don't watch basketball now. I watched them when I was younger. I was a big AI Kobe fan. So I keep up with knowing everything, but I seen it and never dug into what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna look into it. Right. I want them to hear my honest opinion. I'm gonna hear what happened. And as you just sat there and read that list, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yo, that's nutty. Like, that's, man, talk about, man, listen, that's crazy. And like I know a lot about Black Israelites. My baby mom is one. Like, I know a lot about chemical science. I studied that and everything. So I know a lot on the topic. So most of the stuff is just people hearing what I deal with a lot in life. And I want to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I don't never seen a documentary, so I can't say if it's true or not. Most documentaries are one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But that's a fucking lot. Like, that's just all that? No, I don't got to do all that exactly. He's trying to show you who runs shit. That's all you're trying to show. Yeah. They're proving the point, yo. Like, everybody out here saying y'all run shit, and then y'all get mad and prove y'all run shit. It's ironic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Nick ain't had to go through all this. Yeah. Nick ain't had to go through all that. Hell yeah. That's a lot.
They had to make the punishment a little more severe. Like, stop all right,
fucking with us.
We gave you the warning.
Yo, that was. It was Nick, then Kanye, now Kyrie. Yo, y'all tripping.
Yeah,
you need to settle down now.
Oh, hold on. But actually, what I want to know, what I just learned, because I'm always open to topics, is I didn't know that the Holocaust was basically caused by shit like this happening.
Yes.
Yep. So that's why supposedly they're making such this big uproar, is because they feel like if too many people start doing this shit again, it's going to be another Holocaust. Right. I think that's delusional to think that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the leg they're sitting on, the hill they're trying down, is why they're going so hard, because they feel like another Holocaust is going to happen. Because everybody is now, everybody keeps pointing out how much they run stuff.
I ain't going to lie, but like, I'm kind of with that though. Like if I was George.
Oh, I'm about to say whoa, not with Holocaust, nothing.
No, I'm about to say we ain't with none of that, none of that at all. But I'm saying, like, if I was Jewish and, like, I see this kind of stuff and I know our history, I kind of would feel the same way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, whoa, like, y'all need to pipe down on all this. Like, what we do?
Why punish instead of preaching? We living. Why punish instead of not preaching? At yeah, the like, end of the day, why not stand up and let everybody know this? I learned this shit from who? Joe Rogan, I think. And Andrew Schultz. No, yeah, Andrew Schultz, I found this shit. I ain't finding this out from a Jewish person.
Right.
So, let us know this. I had no idea about that until this now. So, why are you punishing everybody?
I mean, like, I know, I look at it like this. All he did was post a screenshot.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knows that if he even watched the shit to begin with. So, so like, I'm not, I mean, he might have. I think he might have did. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it was just a screenshot. Right. And then all of this off of that. And then it's like, y'all got all this smoke for Kyrie, but Amazon and Jeff Bezos, they don't get shit for having that shit on their platform.
Bro, like, but then
I saw like Amazon signed a deal with the NBA for like in like 2025 to broadcast some games or some shit, mm-hmm. like they do for the NFL. So that's probably the reason why nobody ain't saying shit to them. But at the end of the day, all this because he posted a screenshot is just insane to me. Like, but then again, I'm not Jewish, so I can't really say it's not offensive.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, it's a screenshot.
I get it though. Like I get why is you understand. Like Kyrie is like the top basketball player, one of the top, at least top what 10, 15 maybe.
That's a different debate.
The fact
I'm not talking like of all time. I'm just saying like right now.
No, right now. That's a different debate.
It's that nigga is saying.
Like
nigga
come on, like. They really put money behind his name to sell jerseys, merch, and those followers, the NBA look at it as like, yo, we helped you get that. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you put that on your platform, they kind of felt like that was a spit in the face.
Back in line, nigga. That's what I take it as.
Hey.
Hey. Back in line, nigga. Doing too much.
You kind of proved my point.
We gave you all this money, nigga. You're doing too much. So fuck out. Back in line. Shut up and dribble. Like we told LeBron, you see what the fuck he did.
That's how I take it. Like, you're doing too much, man. Oh, freedom of speech only goes so far.
Yeah,
you like, score one-third, one-fifth, or what is it, three-fifths of a man in our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. Moving on. Oh, yeah. No. Fuck that. Do y'all think he's going to do all that shit to come back?
Nope.
Yeah, I think he done for the season. I ain't gonna
think
lie.
So.
No, I don't
think so. I just retire at this point.
At this point, I think he about to retire and go to fucking Indonesia or some shit like that.
You say Indonesia?
He's gonna take his money and chill. Because Nike even dropped them. Now that it dawned on me, Nike recently dropped them.
They're about to drop the Kyrie 8s too or some shit. I'm like, wow.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this is serious. So, I don't know. He might just say, fuck it. Do a Dave Chappelle or something. I don't know. I'm about to go. I'm going to Africa, man.
Yeah,
fuck
you got
to
go, though. You definitely got to go stay there too long. It's just the weird shit that's happening. A lot of coincidental stuff seems to happen.
Yeah.
But at this point, yeah, he might as well. I don't think he's going to. He's standing on his morals, like.
Yeah, can't be mad at that, for real.
I can't be. I approve it.
Yeah. So moving on. So there's a video of Jamie Foxx in an interview. He basically said, like, life is about perception and whatnot. And the example he gave, he said that if he was on an airplane and he found out the pilot was black, he's asking a bunch of questions, making sure everything is all good and shit. But the pilot was white, everything's good. He's going to fly this plane perfectly, ain't nothing gonna happen, all that shit. So,
right.
How do you feel about perception in that way in general?
I ain't gonna lie. As far as the plane situation, like, I don't think I really have it too much, but, like, in, like, the back of my mind, I'm not gonna lie. It's like, I know that white guy might be flying it just a little bit better. I don't know.
You ain't sure.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what you just assumed. Like,
nah, this goes back to that food topic we had, like, a couple months ago. If you haven't seen that, fuck is you doing?
No, pilots could be black,
No, I'm talking in general, like, all right, all right, like, if I order some Hispanic food, I want a Gonzalez. Yeah, I want a Gonzalez to make that shit, not a Ray.
Real shit.
But not saying the Ray can't make Spanish food, but
nah, man, that's all facts. Every Spanish. If you look at every Asian spot you're going to now, they got Mexicans in the kitchen. I don't like that shit. I've been saying that shit for about 3-4 years. I want an Asian cooking my food. I know Mexicans can cook. I'm not saying they can't cook, but I don't want an Asian cooking my food. It's kind of destroying my point with what the fuck he said. Maybe I'm just pro black. But it's not even that. Like, I'm just, if I go on a plane, I see a black person.
I just assume a lot of pilots are white.
It is bad, it's so bad to have that assumption, but. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, the back of my mind.
Yeah, like, all right. Let's say I'm hooping and I'm picking teams. There's a black dude and a white dude. I'm probably gonna pick the black dude.
Most likely,
in the back of my head. But I'm not saying the white guy can't play basketball. But I'm back of my mind, I'm going to assume. That shit sounds crazy.
But he got hops.
Yeah, like
they made a whole movie on it. White man can't jump. Like it's just one of those things. Like
I don't know if. Crazy part is, because before we got all the examples we gave beforehand, I was with y'all. Mm-hmm. But this is the only one I'm not, so I'm guessing it's just like when it comes to pilot, I don't look at pilots as all white. That's not one of the category, like one of the job titles where I just say it's mostly white. I'm not going to feel that way about a black, Spanish, anything, because it's like, yeah. A lot of you motherfuckers do this shit. First of all, because it takes only about 5% of you motherfuckers who are brave enough to do this shit.
Yeah, facts.
So that's just one of the, I guess, job titles. I don't look at, like, I look, when he first said that, I was like, that shit sounds stupid. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not worried about whether you're black, Spanish, like, I'm just, nigga, you a pilot. Like, I condone you, because I did only took a couple flights in my fucking life, but so that's what, but the other topics, you're right, it is about perception. I guess that perception is not going to bother me. When it comes to a pilot, that shit ain't going to fuck with me. Yeah. But you're right, I don't like Mexicans cooking my Chinese food. If we on the court, I'm definitely not picking Steve Nash over fucking Jordan.
Right.
Like, I'm going to just have a look at it. So it is about, I guess, it's situational perception with me, depending on the situation. But I do try my hardest not to do shit like that.
I mean, definitely try not to do that. I mean, like if I do go to a Chinese restaurant and I see a Mexican cooking the food, I'm not going to walk out.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just like. I just prefer.
Like, yo, in the back of my mind, like, yo, where Lee? Yo, where she at? You know what I mean?
Yo, like, I went to one and one of my clients came out. Shit blew my mind. He came, hey, Desmond, what's up? And I'm like, you cooking, you Mexican. Why are you in the back of the Chinese restaurant? Like, and then after that, when I started noticing that I went to one and it was all Mexicans. And I'm like, yo, they really got Mexicans cooking all the Chinese food now. Like,
crazy.
Nah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it's different out here.
Yeah, my sense of perception is, well, different situations. There's times that I definitely going to be like, yeah, why are you doing this instead of this?
Exactly.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, so moving on. So, on Twitter, there was a question that was asked. It basically said, how would we feel if a woman brought out test strips for drinks on a date with you? So how do y'all feel about that, Lee?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know how I take that shit. Like, I don't know. It's like, I get it, cause the times we in, you know, you definitely wanna be safe. But it's like, at the same time, when it happens live and on the spot, it's definitely gonna throw me the fuck off. I ain't even gonna sit here and sugarcoat it. I'm gonna be like, yo, for real?
Is it for me or is it just in general?
Right, just that's in general.
What that's what I'm thinking.
I think it's just for general to make sure, like, her drinks is, like, fine and whatnot. And
so, if we on a date and you do that, like, we sitting at the table across from each other, like, and you do that, I'm supposed to have what? Well, I ain't gonna say I'm feeling some type of way. I'm like, I'm gonna ask you, like, did you do that for the...
I'm gonna have mad questions.
That's the other thing I'm gonna have. Like, did you do that for the waiter? Do you think the waiter's gonna fucking, like...
spike your drink?
Yeah. Then I'm gonna ask you, why would he spike your drink? Do you think I'm gonna allow him to take you, like, drug you and anything? So clearly you think there's a possibility I might drug you.
Facts.
That, my brain goes everywhere. Yeah. I overthink everything, so I don't know.
Yeah, my mind, I'm gonna just say, like, off rip, they clearly got trust issues. So, for me, I don't know if I'll be able to, like, move forward with that situation, seeing that. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, you do want people to be extra safe and cautious.
Yeah.
Like, because there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know, at the same time, it's like, you're live in front of me, I don't know how I feel about that shit. I'm going to just be real.
I mean, bro, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't know her, she don't know me, so it is what it is. I'm not mad at that. Now, what I would have an issue with is when there's a tweet that said that a guy was on a date and the woman brought another nigga to like make sure everything goes smooth.
Oh yeah, facts. Yeah. Now, I remember that. Yeah.
Now that's different.
Yo. Now y'all on a date. I'm out of here. Y'all, your bodyguard is gonna be on a date together.
That's different. First of all, I don't know who your peoples is now at this point.
Exactly.
You probably facts. Yeah, I don't feel safe. Shit, I gotta buy a new car. Like,
I mean,
yo, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, like, if the date goes smooth, if we do go on a second date, I might just bring somebody just to keep that same energy.
I'm just saying,
that's just doing too much off rip.
I mean, she should never brought the nigga to begin with. Like,
see, nah, that's why we could just cut ties. Like, I'm good.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, it depends on how the date goes, though. I wouldn't say I'm cutting ties.
Nah, I'm probably cutting ties. I don't know who your peoples is, yo.
True.
That's doing too much. I don't care how fine you is. I don't give a fuck if you make me laugh. I don't give a damn. I had all the butterflies in the world. Fuck no.
I'm still on
my safety point. Over everything.
on the original topic. Because like I said, if we're going on like a club, and you just do that shit because you worry about anybody spraying your drink, that shit not gonna bother me whatsoever. I'm going like, all right, that's what's up. You kind of think ahead, whatever. But like I said, a one-on-one date in a restaurant, bitch, who? There's only so many
right.
options of who
it's me and you
drink.
Here.
Yeah.
That's what you
I'm
mean.
Older, like, so I'm like, I wouldn't care, like, because I'm all for it. Like, yo, be safe. I could know if you're thinking ahead, but it's like, why would you even come out with me like that? Like, if you don't trust me that much that you can't sit 10 feet, 5 feet across from me without thinking I'm gonna spike your drink and shit like that, you shouldn't have came out with me.
Yeah, and then some guy went viral because he said like that would be the last date, but he respects her decision, and it was giving him hell. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. That's his preference. I don't know why people are mad.
Yeah,
that.
Preference.
Like,
double standards and preference of men and females. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. But like, I mean, like I said, I personally wouldn't care, but I'm not about to act like that's like a lot of people do that in real life though.
Right.
So I don't know. I never been on a date. And shorted that before.
What about the video of the chick bringing her friend? Like her friend my friend's going on a date with me. Female friend, you gotta pay for both of us.
I'll be damned.
I ain't gonna lie. I did exactly what that guy did. He walked right the fuck out. Now you pay for all three of us.
Yeah, right before I'm gonna throw something on that bill too. You right? I'm not just walking out. Let me get something.
Yeah, yo, I'll be back, yo. Skirt.
Like I said, I get the safe part, but I'm just like, y'all really do this in real life? Like,
drink your drink before you move. Like, we on a date. I think that's what's kind of messing with me, too. We on a date. Only time I can spike your drink if you get up.
Yeah.
Drink it before you get up. Don't wait till we, like, don't. How are you expecting me to do this? Like, if you drinking liquor, so you know if it's going to be a little, like, you got a little cup. All right, take your shit before you go to the bathroom. Like, drink it. Otherwise, if it's a big-ass cup, you chillax. Don't finish your drink until you done eating anyway, so.
True.
I don't get that. I don't get why you would bring it on a one-on-one date. You going to a club? Hell yeah, bring that shit. They got the whole little condom lids and everything for cups and everything. Mm-hmm. I get that. And worry about after that. Going home with no one would do that shit on no date. Do that shit when you go home with a nigga or you come to a nigga crib or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Not no fucking at Applebee's bitch.
Yo.
Right. We're at Applebee's, man. You wait a minute, gonna let me do nothing to you.
All right, so last topic. So there is another tweet that basically condemned having sex while pregnant. And then there is a woman that responded, oh, women should do whatever they want with their bodies and shit like that, which is true. Mm-hmm. But
I mean,
I personally wouldn't
call himself. Remember that.
I personally wouldn't do nothing with a pregnant woman that's not carrying my kid.
Facts.
That's just weird to me.
To me, that's weird.
So like, I'm not doing nothing with a pregnant chick. So I feel like this conversation is kind of like irrelevant to me.
Facts.
So how do y'all feel about a woman having sex while pregnant with another man that's not the father?
Man, to me, that's kind of on the trifling side.
We've been married since he was 18, so.
Yo, no.
When you bring up topics like this, all he think about is somebody fucking his wife. So that shit is crazy to him. I know that shit wild to him.
You know me too well.
Yo.
You know me too well.
Yo, I met him at like 12. I met Logan at that party. I met Lee when he was like
like probably 14. He was rapping, trying to bag a joint, but I know he. I've been cutting him for years though. When he says like that was spiritual, he's like, yo, he thinking about somebody fucking his wife. Like, oh, man, he was just fucking mine.
My at least opinion, he know.
My opinion is 33-year-old Dez ain't doing that shit no more. I've done it.
Don't say no boy.
He said no boy.
I was not going to do that shit now, but I've done it, and it felt horrible, and I looked at the female. It was crazy.
I'm trying to tell you.
Crazy. I looked at him real crazy. Like, as in the nigga in me didn't stop morals, me from doing it. Yeah.
Your morals kicked nigga. In a little bit.
God damn.
Yeah, the nigga in me didn't stop me from doing it. Because it was somebody who I was already fucking with. Like, I was on and so like, you know, I got that you've been fucking with for years. I didn't really care. So, but it was like, I don't know if I say something. I ain't going to put my baby mom out there. But like, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past her. But like that, I wouldn't put it past. So I've been on both hands. I feel like I've been on both sides of that. In my opinion, it's just like, nah. Like, I feel like if you, not saying you wrong, but as a woman, if you can't go 9 months without fucking a different nigga while your baby's inside of you.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that says a lot about you. That's not a problem. Saying, yeah, that says a lot about you. Like, it. That's a baby, and babies when they're forming, they do soak up everything you're fucking putting in. And why you think something in excess, the results be like 82.7? Like that baby 18% another nigga.
You got it. Are you?
Yo, look it up, man. Some DNA tests come back like 82%, fam. And you can have.
How the fuck is that possible?
It's true, man. All right, you know, you can have a chicken have twins, two different dudes, right?
Yeah.
My point, you soaking that up, you can have twins of two different dudes. That, I knew some twins. They called them Henny and Goose back in the day because one was white, one was black.
Henny and Goose.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck up.
That's real shit. But that's how I feel. Like, yo, if you got pregnant, fuck your baby dad. There's too many other toys and everything out there to do. Like, just let another nigga up in you. During this time. It's only 9 months. As the biggest hoe as I am, I done damn near went 9 months without getting sex, so it's not that goddamn hard. It's not that goddamn hard, like, in my opinion. They claim they're more in control over their sexual urges and needs and everything like that. It's not that hard, in my opinion.
Right.
Like, just respect yourself and your baby. Like
that's, your child.
Yeah, facts. Your child. Yeah. It's not even about the dad, because a lot of females think, like, oh, you're supposed to respect it. You don't got to respect his dad. Respect yourself.
Real shit.
Don't got nothing to do with the nigga. If you hate him that, if you need some dick that bad, go fuck that nigga. You already got his baby.
Yeah, like facts. I'm all for, like, women doing whatever the fuck they want. I don't really care. That doesn't affect me. But, like, you really going just let another nigga hit when you got another nigga's baby inside of you? Like, that shit just crazy to me.
That's crazy.
Then again, like I said, I would never do that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've only done it once, I think. I'm sitting here trying to remember. Like,
yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Listen, man, I could do a whole episode of my sexy face. But I can't. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was only one. And I had no respect for her from the gate, but it was like, I didn't look at her no type of way, but I ain't had no level of respect for her. But that shit crazy. That shit crazy. And just like you, when I think about somebody doing that shit, my baby, my shit pisses me off. Like, you was just fucking somebody while you had my baby in there. Like, that shit is wild. I got 4 kids. But also, I've grown and realized, don't let nothing shock you. Like, don't put nothing past
don't
nobody.
Don't put nothing past nobody.
I don't put nothing past nobody. Yeah. Especially white women. I'm talking about my baby mom. All right, that white woman. I love her to death, though, but yeah, I don't put nothing past nobody.
Hey, yo.
So, this concludes this episode. And when we finish the episode, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So, Leek, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, spread more love, less hate. Follow me on all socials at It's Just Leek. And appreciate y'all for supporting.
All right. So, Dez, what is your final thought that gives to the world?
Honestly, honesty. Be honest, man. Honesty gets you a lot further in life than lying and everything else. I mean, you'd be shocked at how much honesty can get you in life. And lying just makes shit worse. This ain't even no specific thing like going on. That's literally my motto in life. Is just be honest, man. If a lot more people was honest, we have a lot better world. It's like a lot better world.
That's the thing. And shout outs to Invasion Entrelance, .com. I love it. That's where the jacket's from. I'm kind of a partnership deal with them.
Okay.
Shout out to Gordon.
My final thought is, I feel like social media killed small talk. Cause like, I don't know, like, it's like let's say I see somebody I went to school with, and I ain't seen them since we graduated, but I have them on social media. I kind of know everything they're going through for the most part. So it's like, if I see them, what are we talking about? I mean, what are we talking about?
I heard that conversation recently. You're right. You're 100% right. Somebody was talking about what's the point of going to 10-year reunions and shit like that. Because you got everybody on Facebook now. Yeah. So you knew everything that happened in the last 10 years. What's the point of going to your high school reunion when you had that personal...
Y'all probably still linked. Y'all probably still linked between that time.
Even if you ain't never spoke to them since then, you didn't seen them have the kids, you don't seen them watch their kids and everything.
Facts.
Yeah, like, another example, like let's say, like, you try to slide on a girl or whatever, and y'all been talking in the DMs for 2 weeks. That first date, what are y'all talking about? Facts. Exactly. So it's like...
I've been there.
Yo, that's wild.
I've been there, yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to make a conversation. It's just like, kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like a first date, you're still.
I had a conversation with somebody about that. Like, sometimes y'all be like talking like by text like too long. It's like, yo, just go on a date. After like, you know, maybe a week.
Another topic. Go on a date. Point is a lot of motherfuckers can't conversate no more because they're so used to tweeting and they're like, they can't hold a face-to-face conversation no more.
Yeah.
I've had females who I've seen, they do the same thing they claim we do. You wait till you hit me and hit me on the inbox. Like, why? Bitch, you just seen me.
Right.
Like, you could have spoken to me, you seen me. I have chicks, I cut their kids after they leave, they went hot. Like, what are you doing? Like, well, you could have spoken when you seen me.
Wow.
People don't know how to hold small conversations no more. They can only do that. People you be with and they don't want to argue like females. So you're in a relationship. You never did it well. You never did it. You probably did this too. Well, you and your girl, you was there all day, but right when you leave, now she want to argue through text.
Right.
Like, I was there all day. We could have had this whole conversation. Now you want to argue with me at text. Now I'm at work. Fast as a motherfucker stopping in the corner for 90 minutes, texting you back. We could have had this conversation in person.
Real talk.
And get people on an escape route. Yeah, just do it because it's like that wall. You could, you won't get to see the face-to-face rejection in a lot of situations too.
Yeah, so I would like to thank all of y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Follow the socials, Twitter, GCC717, Facebook, the Group Chat Chronicles, TikTok and Instagram, Group Chat Chronicles 717. Like and subscribe to YouTube, the Group Chat Chronicles. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. And we out.
Peace. Deuces.